This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Honest you do. Oh, you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Baby, you thrill me. Honest you do.
We are back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan, back from a morning of power washing, Martin Kilcoyne.
Yeah, I get a lot of grief on this show for being the white teeth backup camera guy. I want you to know this morning I was out there with the power washer going. I was at Menards at like 7:30 in the morning. I was loading up and cleaning up. And
power washing is pool, we want to add.
The exterior of the pool. There aren't people to do that, okay? That's on the honey-do list. In fact, at about midnight, we were going to watch Big Little Lies, right? But I said, we got to go back to the finish because I don't remember how it ended. And then she said, is there any way you could power wash? There's some weeds around the one back here, and you could really, like, give it a good cleanup. And I said, if I do that, I got to get up early. So I skipped Big Little Lies, went to bed, got up early. Because you know why, Frank? Because I care about the family. I care about the kids. It's not about me, okay? So let's change the narrative around here.
You got a pool?
We do have a pool.
Mark,
came
pool
with
point?
The house.
Do I got a pool? Yeah, at my apartment complex, 650.
I got to tell you, I don't recommend it.
And here's why I love.
Much like a boat, you don't need a boat. You need a friend with a boat. You don't need a pool.
Let's do a show for Martin's pool.
I would be happy with that. Now that I cleaned the weeds up.
I'd prefer maybe Edmonds's. It may be a little bit more luxurious.
Now, we still got to work out Izzy's house.
My favorite part is when you're down on the farm or in my hometown, you're working hard out in the yard, you got your work gear on. I do love that your work hat is a fitted Under Armour CBC hat.
No, this was after I cleaned. I took a shower.
Okay.
I took a shower. This
Thank
is the cleaned up version.
Because I love the hat, and I'm thinking, is that really Martin's work hat?
Next time, I will send you guys the photo. Of what I look like after the power washing
That's
is
perfect.
Done.
That's perfect. Okay.
Well, a lot of guys really like the power wash. It gives them kind of a sensation of being kind of tough and strong.
Yeah, and you're really not doing a lot of work, but it kind of hurts your back because you're bending over. So I don't know if it qualifies as manual labor, but it does. It feels powerful, you know?
I would say that's manual. You're getting work done around the outside
I was sweating.
Of the house. Yeah.
It counts.
Ask Dr. Rick if that counts.
Unofficial polling, people that have a pool, text in at 855.
Wow.
No,
wow.
This is a fair question.
Martin's being a little exclusive here.
Anybody have white teeth?
Would you
only
rather?
Those, our audience is going to have
Only those with pools apply.
Would you rather have it or not have it? And be honest. 855-282-8255. It's a money pit that has water.
Imagine Martin on the weekend, poolside with drinks, just sitting around.
Oh, yeah. Probably got the cabana with his outside grill. He got the seating for 20.
Maybe a little floaty, too. Tim, can you pass me that?
I think we'll have you clowns over for a show.
Let's do it.
And then we'll go to the Izzy pool, and you'll never want to go back to my pool. And then maybe we'll go to the Edmonds pool. We did shows from Edmonds' backyard. My favorite part, it was opening day. We would always do it. And he would come down in a robe because he's sleeping in. It's opening day. And we walked in, and we saw he had, like, the coolest coffee machine you've ever seen. Cappuccino machine, and he came down and he said, hey, you guys want some coffee? We're like, yes. And because I was looking at it saying, God, what does this thing make? He goes, does anybody know how to use this? We ended up making a run to Starbucks.
And was that, is it?
I found somebody less handy than us, Frank.
Didn't the morning after in the press box, this must have been when I first started 4 or 5 years ago, wasn't opening day, didn't you go to a player's like compound and he has a pool area? Who was that? Was that Izzy or?
I thought that was Edmonds.
Well, we would go to Ed.
I thought it was a little more of an obscure player.
They may have continued. You know, who's the guy? The guy who documents everything, TMA, TMG, whatever.
Oh,
Swope. He'll know.
Oh,
it started with Edmonds.
Was it the apartment complex, the Biff place?
No,
where
former player had a bunch of acreage, built like this nice house, and it had a barn, and it had a pool and an outside area, and I think TMA always used to do opening
day. Let's not read the text line today.
Oh, my God.
No,
I
don't think
this last one is terrible.
Oh, we can't read the 314.
No. Power washers are man's toys. Ooh. That doesn't qualify as actual work.
Oh, come on.
Lady Sonia's teacup, not have it. I hate it. Just literally spent a little over $18,000 to have it resurface this
Thank
summer.
Thank you.
Good Lord.
have a friend with a pool. Like, I don't have a hot tub. I just know a guy with a hot tub. He's always sitting in there with his dog, so I can't get in.
I have a pool, and I hate it 9 months out of the year. I love it in June, July, and August. It's from Tim.
There you go. See, the people have spoken.
All right.
All right, let's move on to other topics. How about Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University?
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Would you rather have executives come on shows and not give you your favorite answer or not come on at all? And I say this because I only caught the back end of Mosaic, but I'm sure some of it's dissatisfying to the listeners or the fans who want to hear more. And he kind of referenced it with Mike Schilt. I'll always take accessibility. Won't you? Even if it's not 100% what you want to hear.
Yeah.
I want them. You know, Bill DeWitt III would always go on with Slate. And they'd go back and forth, and Kevin would be ripping on the Cardinals, and Bill would say, "Hey, I enjoy the dialogue."
Bill III. That's
Bill
right.
III. Yeah. not Junior.
Yeah, I
good to be with you,
the
Kevin.
Greatest example of what you're trying to illustrate would be Larry Patey, and God bless him. And in fact, I even told him that in Boston.
Larry Poe.
And I said, you know, Larry, I'd ask you all these questions and you would never answer them, but I like the fact that you're so polite about it.
The worst soundbite ever.
Yeah.
St. Louis executives, but super nice. But
yeah, I'd give me access over nothing.
I mean, you did coaches' shows, and those are always a delicate dance where the way I would describe it to any Rams coach is pertinent topics in a respectful manner.
I loved your Scott Linehan coaches' show.
You did?
No, I never watched it.
Thanks.
I did the Rich Brooks show.
He wasn't a real live wire, was he?
Brutal. I mean, and the thing about it is, we get from 10 to 12 during my regular show, just get killed. Everybody hates Rich Brooks. And then
you
from
go
7 to 9, I would do the show with him, or maybe 6 to 8, and all these people, Coach, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Maybe 2 hours?
Yeah, I think it was.
That's
it was
a long
brutal.
Show. Wow.
Was it radio calling?
Radio, yeah.
Hey, Coach, keep it up. I'm supporting you guys.
Yeah.
Nobody that talked to you earlier in the day. Those shows are hard to do because most coaches, like a GM or an executive, don't want to say anything too... I mean, I think Mo, over the years, he'll take some shots here or there.
Has there ever been an interesting coaches television show in college football or college basketball?
No.
Those are the worst ever. Patino's wasn't bad because he was always pissed off. But almost all of them are the most boring things ever. Fox Sports Midwest airs them all the time, and it's the worst.
All the time, like on Saturday morning, I'll be at the gym on a weekend morning, and you'll see the Bruce Weber show.
Or the Nebraska football
right,
show.
Right, yeah.
No, exactly. the number one optic of, boy, this looks boring, was the Bill Snyder K-State show. And God bless him, an older gentleman. But and the host, I'm sure, is a terrific host. I would only see it on Sunday nights, usually in the fall. You're leaving work at like 11:30 on a Sunday night, and you'd look up. And you could just see it was about a 1970s set with a coffee mug. Like, God, this looks really boring.
He's never said anything interesting in his life. What a great coach him.
Now, in Wisconsin, the Barry Alvarez show would be taped on Saturdays.
Now, I can picture him, okay.
And he's pretty lively. Yeah. But he would go home after the game, and he would say, we had like a half-hour window to call and tell him the show's ready. Because they're getting all the tapes edited, some of the post-game interviews. They would literally do it on a Saturday night. And our theory was, the longer it took to kind of get it ready, the more he may have enjoyed a cocktail, and then he was really good. So I didn't host it. I would help put it together. And yeah. I told my boss, I said, you guys should just delay it on purpose every week. Then he has a couple extra Manhattans, and he's a little funnier, a little more sarcastic. And I'll tell you what, that was his vehicle in Madison for paying for nothing. The end of the coach's show, the Barry Alvarez show, the credits took like 5 minutes. And it would say, Barry's transportation provided by... Housing provided by, wardrobe provided by, like everything was free.
Well, it was like, I used to say that to Spoon, that the only thing...
Now, he would have been good, right?
Oh, yeah, we did his show. He was good. But he got his clothes from Boyd's. He's got his cars from Lou Fuse. He had his restaurant. I think the only thing we ever figured out he paid for was in car insurance, because he got his gas free, too. It was unbelievable.
All right, number two. You're the Cubs GM or president, which so we got Jed Hoyer is the GM, right? Nobody talks about him. Theo kind of runs the show. We're lining up the Cardinals team and the Cubs team, and it's recess, and you're picking players. When do you get to a Cardinal player? How far down? Is it your fifth pick? Oof. Your sixth pick? So you're going to take Baez and Contreras over any Cardinal. You're going to take Bryan and Rizzo over any Cardinal, right? When do you get them? Would you take Lester over a Cardinal? When do you? And Kimbrel, we don't know yet. He may end up being a Greg Holland thing. Who knows? Probably not.
A lot of home run last night.
Right. So Lester, I don't know about Kimbrel yet, like the resume. But the point is, it's going to take a while, right? And if you're the Cardinals and you have a pick of all those players, aren't you taking all those names first?
Yeah, for sure. And that's really actually kind of a good barometer.
Isn't that telling?
We talked about with Mo a little bit too.
Well, you asked him. You said they've got stars. You got, and I'm sure that honestly, it probably hurts his feelings a little bit. But he said, you know, right now I can't argue. Now, historically, you'd probably Goldschmidt would be pretty high on that pecking order. But I'm not sure the Wong, the Youngs, the Baders are going to ever be higher than any of those names we mentioned. That said, you're 2.5 games behind the Cubs.
There's a lot of discord among Chicago fans right now. Some are wanting them to do a little shakeup of their own roster.
Like shake up the roster or fire Madden or no?
Both.
It's amazing how quickly his honeymoon ended.
Don't be a sports fan. They won a World Series 3 years ago for the first time in over a century. Now they're angry again. Being a sports fan is terrible.
All right, Frank.
It's so bad.
We said it yesterday. 49-31 would get you the 90 wins. What's the real number? What's your realistic? Instead of 49-31, what can you sell me on?
So if they get to 85 wins, that would be?
That would be 44-37.
Wow, even that's.
83 is the number. So that would be 41.
It'd be 42
and 38. And that's
reasonable. That's four over the rest of the way. I think they could do better than that.
I think 85 wins.
And I think Plowsy's replaced Hoff as the wet blanket. Look, are you the realistic blanket?
All my takes have been absolutely realistic. My bashing of the outfield with the Harrison Bader, O'Neill Fowler trio with Jose Martinez signing extension and just not playing. I have no issues with my takes, Martin, when it comes to the Cardinals.
All right, Frank, true or false, the Daryl Kyle death changed how La Russa was viewed in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, and that and the way he handled the Jack Buck thing.
Kind of that
really
summer of death, which sounds terrible.
I think it also changed the way he was as a human being. You know, I really think that guy went through I wouldn't say a complete metamorphosis, but I think he became a little bit more big picture and a little bit more perspective on life. After that,
I'll never forget. It was Joe Buck interviewed him at Wrigley. It was right after the Kyle announcement, and Tony just looked as, because you know we deal with him on a daily basis, and he could be combative. He was always in charge. He just looked so broken, and I think people watching, and even with the Jack Buck death, because they were close, he just seemed to be more human than people had ever seen him before. And anytime a player dies, don't you think about moments like that with Kyle? And what went on? And yeah, I almost glossed over Josh Hancock 5 years later.
I was like, that was one of the weirdest times in Chicago.
You outside the hotel?
Yeah. I remember I was coaching a basketball game at Forest Park at 2:30 in the afternoon. And they said, you got to go to Chicago. And Monique met me at the airport with a suit. And then we were live in Chicago 2 hours later. And then we were outside the hotel and there were a gazillion Cardinal fans. And I remember seeing Matheny, who was a player, you know, walk through, and he was crying. And all these players just walking through this somber hotel lobby. It was crazy.
I remember Joel Goldberg went up there for us and we were doing live hits. And one of the first sound bites we had was Steve Klein and he was crying. And I thought, I've never seen him serious. Never seen him with tears.
And we still don't know anything yet on the cause of death, correct?
Now, the police have said...
It's eerily similar to Kyle.
Because
though.
They've said no foul play.
Yeah.
And the early word is
no suicide.
Don't suspect suicide at all. So, who knows? But it's the first few things you say, was he murdered? They're basically saying no. Did he kill himself? They're saying no. All right, number five, lighter topic. Kevin Durant's jersey being retired in Golden State. Overreaction by the Warriors?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of sad?
And especially right away. I mean,
he left you.
If Durant doesn't tear his Achilles in Toronto, this doesn't happen.
You won 73 games without him, man. You're good.
Maybe that's going to lessen the lawsuit by Durant's lawyers for playing an injured player.
They feel bad about
that. I'm not going to sue him.
I mean, he just signed with another team.
For less money than probably what you were going to sign with you guys.
But, I mean, the day Albert left, you don't say, all right, we'll build a statue. Don't worry, your number's retired. And it just seems to fit the narrative that he's kind of a baby. Like, they almost felt like they had to make sure he wasn't upset. Doesn't it feel like they're worried about his feelings?
Yeah.
How many years was there? Three? Four? How many seasons out there?
He's just won
three, right?
One, not
three, twice,
one,
and,
two,
and lost one. Yeah, just three.
How about two? The decision that I would rather spend the rest of my basketball career with Kyrie Irving than Steph Curry.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably a bad decision.
Oh, God.
All right, Five for Frank, presented by Greenville University. If Frank gets back up into Greenville, he's going to get some of that Mario's Pizza, guys.
And they are the subject of food picks this week.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You missed it. He was up there last week. And we said the next day,
and it was
a little
good.
Something for the effort.
And that's never happened. Frank, every time he does a food picks, discusses how he brings it back to the TV station. And the KSDK employees.
Stasiak and Bill Bennett, I got a feed. And there'd be nothing left.
Martin Power Washed. He's hungry.
This one, Frank, was on the road. It was part of his summer tour.
That's right.
By the way, Christian Yelich is on pace for 57 home runs.
Who's that?
Christian Yelich is on pace for 57 home runs. He had his 30th the other night.
Let's take a short time out. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Rick Lehman.